Scripture reading today is from Leviticus 18, 1 through 5. And the Lord said to Moses, "Say to the people of Israel, I am the Lord your God. You shall not do as they do in the land of Egypt, where you dwelt, and you shall not do as they do in the land of Canaan, to which I am bringing you. You shall not walk in their statutes. You shall do my ordinances and keep my statutes and walk in them. I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore keep my statutes and my ordinances, by doing which a man shall live. I am the Lord."
Thank you, William, and thank you, Raphael. It's beautiful, and we thank you for your voice and sharing it with us. So there was once a zoo, not the one here in Evansville. In fact, it's just a fictional one. There was once a zoo that was noted for the great variety of animals. They had one of everything. It seemed like it was like a Noah's Ark. One day, their only gorilla died, and they did not want to lose the reputation of having a full range of animals, so the zookeeper, not being able to find one or afford one, decided to rent a gorilla suit and fill it with a person who was a volunteer. They hired a guy to do it. It was his first day on the job. He didn't do a very good job. He didn't know how to act like a gorilla very well, and as he stumbled around, he fell into the lion exhibit. He began to scream, convinced that his life was over, until the lion said to him, "Be quiet or you're going to get us both fired." So, hypocrisy is the costume that we wear that conceals the real person beneath. So that's really a story about the costumes that we wear, which is hypocrisy. One of the most popular ways of hiding is through the use of words, wonderful flowery words, especially we Christians are able to speak with such flowery and beautiful words. We can tell people what we believe. But if our actions end up betraying us, we are uncovered for who we really are, and justifiably, we are called hypocrites. I'd like to say this morning that wordy religion is prevalent in Christianity today. Probably has always been, but I seem to feel it more today than ever. It's easier to talk Christian than it is to walk Christian. Pastors and laypersons alike often act in ways that don't conform to their stated beliefs, or as we have come to say in modern parlance, we need to have actions to back up our words. Several years ago, we took our confirmation students to the Jewish temple. Anna, I'm not sure if you were part of that or not. Do you remember being in the Jewish temple? Must have been a different class. Sorry about that. We took our confirmation students to the Jewish temple here in Evansville, and the Jewish rabbi said something I can't forget. She said this: Judaism, compared to Christianity, is more of a behavior-based faith. Unlike Christianity, which is more a belief-based faith. That has stuck with me, and it inspired my selection of Leviticus 18 this morning. So to read it with my own emphasis, and you did a great job, William, I appreciated that. I will point out a few different words because I think you'll get the gist of what I'm after. You shall not do as they do in Egypt. You shall not do as they do in Canaan. You shall not follow their statutes. You shall observe my ordinances. You shall keep my statutes, following them. You shall keep them. By doing them, you shall live. 10 times in these short verses, we're talking about behavior, about doing. There's nothing here about believing. By this, you will know that you are a follower, says God to Moses. If you do them, you shall live. Not if you believe stuff, believe dogmas or creeds, but if you do and practice your faith, that is the way you shall live. I agree with the rabbi's statement about Judaism. I think it's all over the old, what we call the Old Testament. I think everything in the Old Testament is about behavior, about doing something. Unfortunately, Christianity has lost its rootedness in that ancient and wonderful context of behavior. It has lost that, and Christianity has become a religion of beliefs, where behavior doesn't seem to matter anymore. Well, if you just accept Jesus, you'll be saved forever. If you just believe this, you will be in God's good graces. But the Jewish background of our faith is about doing. Now, unfortunately, we Christians, especially we Protestants for the last 400 years, have been taught that this emphasis on doing is bad for some reason. It's a system based on works. And we've been taught by Paul, who rejected this, that we should not do in order to live. We should simply believe. We've been taught that. And actually, we've been wrong. Jesus and Paul were not like that. Jesus and Paul never, ever disparaged good works or denied the absolute necessity of behavior as a sign of being a godly person. Jesus said in Matthew 7, "Not everyone who says words, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, only the one who does the will of my Father." Paul can say in Romans 2, it is not the hearers of the law that are justified, but the doers of the law shall be justified. This has helped me to understand and appreciate Judaism more than ever, and it has sent me back to what I would consider to be the Jewish roots of Christianity. Unfortunately, at some point, second, third, fourth centuries, Christianity changed its focus on behavior and became more a religion of things you have to believe to be in God's good grace. I wish the rabbi would have been able to say that Christianity, just like Judaism, is a behavior-based faith, but it has not been that way. Now, we laugh at the Jewish faith sometimes because we think some of their rules were silly, and probably they were. I mean, we think about things like how far you can walk on the Sabbath day. We don't observe that. Or the kind of fabric that's in your clothing. By the way, if you're wearing a polyester wool blend, you are an abomination to God. Just so you know that. But the point of the Jewish law was never, ever to emphasize these picayune little things. That was not the emphasis. Deep down, the emphasis of the Mosaic law was simply that one should be able to tell that you are a follower of God by the way you act, by the things you do, not by the words you use. It is behavior that establishes our discipleship of God and of Jesus. It's the simple idea that our faith should be manifest in some visible way. Do this and live is as important today for Christianity as it is for Judaism, in my view. Now, the Church of Jesus Christ, as you well know, is a broken thing. The current fragmentation of Christianity in a myriad of denominations and sects is at root a sign that Christianity has gone off the tracks. Haven't checked recently, but I'm sure more sects have been formed this week. They seem to always pop up. And it is based on belief. The brokenness is a reflection of how over time we have departed from the genius of Jesus and Paul and turned a behavior-based faith into a belief-based faith. I don't believe it was originally so. I believe we have mistakenly made it that. Each sect or denomination has at its root a disagreement in doctrine. What one says about God and Jesus. And if you don't check off the right boxes, you are an outcast. You are a heretic. Centuries ago, one whole church broke away from the Catholic Church. It became the Eastern Orthodox Church. Broke away over, among other things, the whole issue of whether the Holy Spirit in that triune life that the three have, whatever that is, whether or not the Holy Spirit proceeds from God the Father alone, or whether the Holy Spirit proceeds from God the Father and God the Son. There's something for you to discuss at lunch. It's the old filioque question. Does the Spirit proceed from the Father or from both the Father and the Son? And over things like that, churches and sects have split over the years, proving that we have become a belief-based religion instead of what Jesus and Paul wanted us to be. Ever since, you name it, we've split over it. Doctrines of baptism and the Lord's table, interpretation of the Bible, beliefs about sin and salvation, Jesus' person and work, ordination, the end of time, and you name it, we've split over it. The medicine we need in our broken time is a return to the genius of our Jewish roots, as reflected in Jesus, who to his very death remained Jewish, and Paul, also who remained Jewish, a Jewish follower of the Jewish Jesus. A return to behavior-based religion is what we need. It's not how we construct our words that makes us Christian. It's how we construct our lives around the example of Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth. Or, using Jesus' own words, do we feed the hungry? Do we give drink to the thirsty? Do we welcome the stranger? Do we clothe the naked? Do we visit the sick and imprisoned? And then Jesus follows with the statement, inasmuch as you do it to the least of these, you do it to me. Not believe, but do. Inasmuch as you do the least of these, you do to me as well. Behavior-based religion, I think, is the only medicine that can cure our religious divisiveness. Words and dogmas and doctrines will never bring us together, I guarantee it. Only a common system of ethical behavior can do this. One that reaches across denominations, one that reaches across religions, one that even reaches into the deep pocket and the growing pocket of humanists, many of whom are agnostic and even atheist. We can have a common ethical system that brings us together and proves that we want to be known by the ethics that we do and not by the words on our lips. Common ethical behavior alone has the potential to bring us back together and move the world forward. So Christianity today faces a challenge. Can't say I'm extremely hopeful about it. I am when it comes to certain churches and communities of faith like this one. But as a whole, I'm not pleased with the shape of the Christian church today. We face a challenge. We can either continue to stay lost in our many contradictory belief systems, or we can come together around loving our neighbors. That's something I think most everybody could get into, regardless of belief system. Love someone who's not like you. Wow. Really, when it comes down to it, isn't that what life is about? Isn't that the center of everything? Isn't that the center of our faith? The center of the Jewish faith? The center of the Islamic faith? The center of every faith? The center of humanism? It is the basis of life. Loving people who are not like us. So, we can remain stuck on a religion about Jesus, or we can reclaim the ethical behavior seen in the religion of Jesus. We are called to move from a religion about Jesus, stating dogmas that we think about God, whether he was divine or not, or we can go back to what Jesus was all about and adopt his own religion, his own way of believing in God, his own example of following his God and our God. He drew a circle that shut me out. Heretic, rebel, a thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that took him in. Don't we all live in our separate circles? well, we're of this belief system, and you're of that belief system. We are this, and you are that. We have constructed life out of making enemies of others as we stand safely within our own circles. Our behavior, my friends, is more important than our beliefs. And my prayer for the Church of Jesus is, let us be known more for what we do than what we say. Amen and amen. Our affirmation of faith, printed in the bulletin, and I invite you to read along with me. As followers of the way of Jesus, we acknowledge our place in the wonderful web of nature and delight in the mystery of God, who is in all and through all. We seek to live a life that is characterized by respect, compassion, and loving kindness for the earth, for all living creatures, for other people, and for ourselves. We are committed to building a better world, a world of peace and justice, wholeness and healing, and of the sharing of power and wealth. We seek to achieve these goals through awareness, reflection, and action, through cooperation and solidarity with others, through sharing the stories of the heart, and through working to create supportive, challenging communities. It will involve a willingness to attempt to resolve situations of conflict through listening, forgiving, compromising, celebrating diversity, and practicing inclusiveness in cooperation with all who share these goals. In all this, we will aim to place our lives in the hands of the God of love, in the manner of Christ, and through the power of Spirit. Amen.